From Spark and Anvil and Number Sense, this is Ernie and Sasha in Chapter 1 of the Number Sense cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. The spring fair came to Maya's school on the last Friday in April. The whole gym smelled like popcorn and fresh paint. There were ring tosses and a beanbag race and a face painting booth where you could be a tiger or a galaxy. Maya wandered between the tables until she found the one she had heard about. A giant glass jar of jelly beans sat in the middle of a card table. A handwritten sign said, "Guess how many? Closest guess wins the jar." Underneath the sign, in slightly smaller letters, "Tiebreaker, nearest without going over." A small crowd of kids had gathered around. Maya pushed forward to look. The jar was almost as tall as her arm. It was packed all the way to the lid with jelly beans of every color. 300 kids would guess by the end of the day, the sign promised. Only one guess could win. Maya stared at the jar. Then she pulled her phone out of her pocket, because her two favorite guides were on the Number Sense app, and if anyone was going to help her think about a jelly bean jar, it was them. She opened the app, hit the prompt button, and waited. Estimator Ernie appeared first. He was eating a jelly bean. "Where are you?" he asked. "What are those colors behind you?" "The spring fair," Maya whispered. "Look at the jar." Ernie's face lit up so brightly that Maya thought he might leap right through the screen. "A guessing jar, a guessing jar. Oh, this is the best day. This is a perfect day. Sasha, get out here. This is a jelly bean jar." Splitter Sasha popped in next to him. Her three pom-poms wobbled excitedly. "What's the prize?" she asked. "The whole jar," Maya whispered. "Okay, okay," Ernie said, rubbing his hands together. "We need a plan. Sasha, you have the friendliest brain in the app. I have the jelly bean memory. Let's do this together."
"First, we estimate," Ernie said. "We get a guess in the right neighborhood. Then we make it nicer." Maya held up the phone so both of them could see the jar. "Okay, tell me what you see," Ernie said. Maya squinted at the jar. "It's tall." "How tall?" "As tall as my arm, from my elbow to my fingertips." "What's that in inches?" Maya thought about it. 18? "Sounds right," Ernie said. "Now, a jelly bean is about an inch long. How many jelly beans tall is the jar?"
18, Maya whispered.
"Good. Now, look at the bottom of the jar. How wide is it?"
"As wide as my hand."
4 jelly beans?"
"Yeah, about 4.
"So a flat layer at the bottom is roughly 4 by 4, Ernie said. "That's 16 jelly beans per layer, 18 layers tall. Multiply and you get..." Maya's brain froze. 16 times 18, in her head, without a pencil. Sasha leaned forward through the screen.
"Hold on, hold on. Don't multiply yet, Maya. Let me make those numbers friendlier first."
She tapped a finger in the air, like she was poking the numbers themselves. 16 is just 10 plus 6, and 18 is 20 minus 2. So 16 times 18 is the same as 16 times 20 minus 16 times 2. 16 times 20 is 320. 16 times 2 is 32. 320 minus 32 is 288, Maya said. Sasha's pom-poms wobbled.
"Yes, 288. That's the square jar guess."
"But the jar is round," Ernie said, "so we have to fix that."
Maya turned the jar slowly with her free hand, so both of them could see all sides. The jelly beans on the curved edge were not packed in neat layers. They were jostled together.
"How do we fix for round?" Maya asked.
Ernie tapped his chin. "Round jars hold a little more than square jars of the same height. Maybe a quarter more. Maybe a fifth. Let's say a fourth."
288 plus a fourth, Sasha said. Sasha-friendly math. "A fourth of 288 is 72, Maya said. She had practiced that one. Have again.
"Look at you," Sasha cheered. Her pom-poms went wild. "So 288 plus 72 is 360, Maya said. Ernie grinned. 360. That's our first guess. We're in the right neighborhood.
But Maya was staring at the jar with a slightly worried face.
"What?" Ernie asked.
"The jelly beans look really small, smaller than an inch. They look more like half an inch."
Ernie's grin got bigger. Now that is a good observation. That changes everything. Sasha?
Sasha was already nodding. Half-sized jelly beans means we can fit way more in. Twice as many per layer, and twice as many layers. 2 times 2 is 4, so we have to double-double our guess.
Double-double? Maya said.
Multiply by 4, Sasha said. Friendly. 360 times 4. That's 360 plus 360 plus 360 plus 360. Or, friendlier, 360 times 2 is 720. Times 2 again is
1,440, Maya whispered. She stared at the jar. The number sounded enormous, but the jar was very, very full.
Tiebreaker, Sasha reminded them. Closest without going over. So we should guess a little under our best guess, just to be safe. How much under? Maya asked. Ernie thought about it. Round to a friendly number that's a little below. 1,400 is friendlier than 1,440, and it's safely under. But what if the real answer is like 1,500? Maya asked. Then I'd lose by being too low.
You might, Ernie agreed. That's the risk. Estimation isn't certainty. It's your best guess based on what you can see. And if the rule is closest without going over, you have to leave yourself a tiny cushion.
Sasha was nodding. And 1,400 is friendlier than, say, 1,399. Easier to remember. Easier to feel proud of. Maya thought about it. The jar looked very full. The jelly beans were definitely small. She made a decision. I'm going with 1,400, she said. She wrote it on the slip of paper from the table. She folded it carefully. She dropped it into the entry box.
Maya walked home that afternoon with one slightly tired arm and a small flutter in her chest. That evening, she opened the Number Sense app. She just wanted to talk to them. Ernie appeared first, then Sasha right behind him. How do you feel? Ernie asked. Good, Maya said. I don't know if I'll win, but the guess felt right. We thought about every part of it. That's the whole game, Ernie said warmly. You looked at the jar, you broke it into parts, you estimated the parts, you decomposed the math, you adjusted when you noticed something new. Then you backed off a hair for the tiebreaker. That's the entire estimating and decomposing toolkit in one fair day jelly bean jar. It was a lot of moves, Maya said. And every one of them was friendly, Sasha said. Her pom-poms wobbled gently. That's the secret. Hard problems aren't actually hard. They're just made of friendly pieces stacked on top of each other. You and Ernie and me, we just untangled the friendly pieces. Maya smiled. We'll see what happens at the end of the fair, Ernie said. But here's the part I love. Even if you don't win the jar, you walked up to a jelly bean jar today and you didn't freeze. You knew exactly what to do. That's the prize. That's the prize we've been training for. Maya nodded. She closed the app and went to bed thinking about jelly beans. The next afternoon, the principal called her name over the loudspeaker. Maya did not win the jar. The closest guess without going over was 987. The real answer was 993. But Maya was not sad, because Ernie had been right. The prize was already hers.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Ernie and Sasha. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.